In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, Sarah, take it away.
So on this week's episode, we are recording on Friday the 13th. And so I thought it would be fun if we did just a little general tarot reading for the audience. And talk about the origins of Friday the 13th, specifically because it just gets a really bad rap. So that's our plan. But also, I would like to start off this episode by congratulating Nick and Horace on getting married today. They got married about an hour or so ago after getting the most adorable tattoo, Friday the 13th tattoos.
Happy nuptials.
Yes. Happy nuptials. All right. So
I have to say before we jump in, I'm not a huge person that I'm not a huge fan of marriage. So I don't really care. But congratulations. I'll say it the way that David says it in Schitt's Creek. Congratulations. You did it.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's okay because I'm also, I mean, having been married before, I'm also a little about marriage, but that does not impact my ability to be excited and happy for other people who are excited and happy about getting married. Like, this is my letting people enjoy themselves.
I mean, they can enjoy themselves. I totally agree with that, but I don't care.
You know what? Fair. Reasonable. All right. So you want to start off by telling us how your week went?
Sure. So it was a kind of busy week. Well, first off, I started off the week annoyed because my car wasn't working properly. I mean, it was running and driving perfectly fine, but it has an option that drives for me. So it has not a self-driving, but a hands-free driving option called Blue Cruise, which I don't typically use except for in like stop and go traffic. So I don't have to actually like keep my foot on the accelerator. Well, it had a fault in the camera system, so it wasn't working, and it wouldn't let me use my adaptive cruise control as well, which is kind of like the same thing, but it doesn't steer the steering wheel. So I had to figure out a way to get it into a dealership to have them look at it, because it had to be serviced by a Ford authorized dealership or a Ford authorized dealer. Yes, that's fine. So I called, and the dealership that I typically go to was like, oh, we can't get you until the middle of November. I'm like, it's October 10th. How can you not get me in until the middle of October or middle of November? So I was like, okay, that's fine. And just go ahead and schedule it. And then I called around, places near my work. And one place was like, unless you've had your car serviced here, we have a policy that we're not accepting new clients because we're too busy right now. But he was like, but you can call this place, they've been accepting people no matter what. I'm like, this isn't a fucking doctor's office. Do I need a referral? I don't understand. But I called this place and they were like, yeah, we can get you in today. And I was like, well, I can't do it today, but what about Thursday? So I took my car in yesterday. I didn't realize it was going to take all day. And they had set it up to where I was dropping it off and leaving. And I was like, oh, I wasn't planning on leaving, but I did end up leaving. And then they, I kept checking on it on the app, which is fun because I can see what's going on on the app on my phone. And it was like 2 something and it was charging. And I was like, well, that must mean they're either working on it and it's plugged in, or it's done and they haven't messaged me. and told me anything. So I sent him a text message and he was like, yeah, it's done. We're just charging it because we know you have to get back to Rhode Island. So we wanted to put it on the charger because it was pretty close to being dead. But you can come and pick it up anytime. And I was like, okay, so what's the damage for me? And he goes, oh, nothing. It was covered under warranty, so you don't have to pay anything. I was like, oh, not even a diagnostic fee or anything? He's like, no, since it was covered under your warranty, you don't have to pay anything. So I got my car fixed for free.
I love that for you. In today's economy, who can afford to fix their car?
Nobody. I will say it actually, it cost me $26 to Uber from there to work. So, I mean, it was $26, but.
But still, though, that's not bad.
Other than that, I mean, in the same day, it's a busy week this week, and next week is going to be even busier because we have a lot of activities going on for Spirit Day, which is on the 19th. So if you are listening on Monday or before the 19th of October, make sure you wear purple on October 19th to celebrate Spirit Day, which is the day that we LGBTQ members and anyone in the world, anyone in the United States at least, come together to not celebrate, but bring awareness to LGBTQ members, youth members, and combating bullying in the LGBTQ youth.
I love that.
So that's what Spirit Day is. So we're on Thursday, the 19th. We're going to, everybody has been asked to wear purple at my work. We're turning the lights on the outside purple, and we're going to do a selfie wall at my work. With a purple background and some purple balloons so that people can stand and take a selfie, and we're going to take pictures and share them across the facility and company.
I love that.
Other than that, I also on Thursday, well, yesterday, because today's Friday, we had the president of the AMA talk at an interview type setting for my work. And for those that don't know, AMA is the American Medical Association, and he was talking about his like journey to becoming the president of the AMA as a gay man and as a doctor. And he was also in the military as a gay man, and he also told us a small portion of the story for a trans man in the army, and he didn't even know, and his journey to combat the don't ask, don't tell, and the ban on gay men who have sex with men donating blood, and the trans exclusionary laws that are for the military as well.
Nice.
So it was an interesting conversation. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad we got to hear about it. Other than that, that's pretty much all we did. All I did this week. I say that like that wasn't a lot, and that was literally just one of the days this week.
You know. Okay. Well, my week was not nearly as busy. But I also have been really fighting depression this week, so everything has just been exhausting. But we're getting there.
Have you talked to someone about it?
No. I don't currently have the money to see a professional, so I've been just kind of raw dogging the depression. it's making it really difficult to communicate because I don't fully understand all the feelings that I'm feeling.
Yeah. I have a really quick question. Are you in a place that's got like a really, that echoes?
I am in a big space, yes.
Okay, because you're coming across loud.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me turn down my mic.
I mean, it's not unbearable, but I know your sound is going to be like up here and mine's going to be like mid-range where it usually is.
I'm sorry. Should I speak a little softer? Is this better?
That's better. Okay.
All right. I'm dog sitting this weekend. So
I know. I saw the dogs. They're adorable.
So I'm at my coworker's place, and her house is, one, it's huge, but two, there's just like a lot of open space, even though she's got a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
It's a very roomy, it's a lovely house. It's a lovely house. But it is very echoey because it is, despite all the stuff, very roomy. It's difficult for me to talk about my depression because sometimes I don't fully understand what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
To even talk about it. Like, I'm just really upset or really angry or really frustrated, and that's the only feeling that's coming through. So then I have to, like, chill and try to figure out what the fuck that means. Like, why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
And so that makes it really difficult for me to talk about it with other people. So, but it's just been a rough week. But I am hoping that this next week is gonna be better. I did have an interesting talk with my manager at work.
No.
Where she was asking me if I would consider being assistant manager. And I did consider it briefly, but I don't think that it will be worth my time and energy.
No.
To be an assistant manager. For a couple of reasons. One, I found out that my coworker, who was the assistant manager and stepped down, got hired in getting paid $3 more than what I make, even though I've been here longer, been here for a year,
yeah.
Over a year. And so when I was talking about, okay, well, what would my pay raise be? I was told at minimum. Now, they did express that it was at minimum, but $2 more than what I'm making right now.
That's not worth it.
And I'm just like, even if that is the minimum, I don't think that they're going to go that much higher than the minimum because I know them. And if I'm not making at least what my coworker was making for the same position, which when she bumped up to assistant manager, she was making $19 an hour, which is $4 more than what I'm making. If you can't guarantee me a minimum of $4, then it's not worth my time.
And would it be, is it 40 hours a week?
Not necessarily. But like the other thing too, is that I have to do even more than what I'm already doing. I'm already doing a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd have to do more than what I'm already doing. I would have to basically be on call all the time in case somebody else calls out.
Yeah. And not having a car would make it hard to get there quickly.
Exactly. Not having a car would make that difficult. Not that it wouldn't be achievable, but if I'm only making $2 more an hour, I'm literally just making enough to get back and forth to work.
Yeah.
I'm not making enough to like actually see any improvement in my financial situation.
So what did they say when you asked them if it would be at minimum $19 an hour?
I did not ask her that. I asked for like the basics. So I asked, what are my expectations? What is going to be my pay raise?
Yeah. So
she said minimum $2.
Okay. So here's my question. Did you already turn it down?
I have not officially turned it down yet.
Okay. I was going to say, so what I would do is, if you are interested in it and it sounds like something that you would want to do, knowing that you may not get everything you're asking for, put together a list of things that you and go to her and be like, these are the things that I would need to know, or these are the things that I would need from you and the company to take this job.
Right.
And be like, and if not, then I'm fine with not having it. It's fine. I'll stay where I am. But if you are serious and you want me to be the assistant manager, I would say $20 an hour, Sarah.
Right.
I would start higher, and then if she comes back and says, let's do $19.50 or $19, then you're good.
Right.
And then be like, I mean, write it down and be like, this is what I want. Is this okay? And if it is, then yes, I'll take it. If it's not, then I don't. It's not something that I'm interested in.
Right. Right.
So think about that. And then did she give you a time to think about it?
So basically what all I have to do on my end is, if I decide that this is something I want to go for, I have to fill out the application that we have online. So basically I have until the application closes, essentially.
Yeah. So I would, like, over the next couple of days, think about what you want. And then if you decide that you want to go for it, put that list together and say, here are the things that if I were to want or to move into this job, this is what I would like to see. Can you do this? And if you can, I will go ahead and apply for it and we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. And if she says no, ask for a counter. Like, okay, what of these things are like absolutely not, or what are these things that you can adjust, or can you meet me at a certain place?
Right. My concern. So here are my concerns. Here's the reasons why I'm like, I don't know that I actually want to do this. One, this company is not really a good company to move up anywhere. So even if I do get the assistant management position, that does not mean that eventually down the road I'll get a GM position. Yeah. Or, you know, something like that. This company has a tendency to hire upper management from outside the company. And they've made that really clear multiple times. Not just to me, but to other coworkers. I don't like the direction that we're going right now. There's a lot of drama and discord at work, more so than there needs to be for a spa, which I've been saying that for a while, like before we got this new manager. This job is unnecessarily complicated and dramatic, and it does not need to be. It just really doesn't.
Yeah.
The other thing too is that I would literally only be doing it for the pay raise, and I'm already doing this job just for the money.
Yeah.
It'd be really nice to find something that I actually enjoy doing, but also pays me a fair wage.
Which that's hard to find. But I enjoy doing my job and I get paid pretty well. I'm not, and I say that I'm not rolling in the dough. I mean, I'm making it. I make my, it's a little tight every now and then, but I do enjoy my job. I like my coworkers for the most part. I really don't have a coworker at this facility that I don't like.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. Is like, I like all of my coworkers. My coworkers are great. I don't have any issues with them. I don't have any issues with my manager, but. Yeah.
I think some of them need to actually do their job and not whine about not doing about things that have nothing to do with their actual job.
Right.
That happens a lot and it drives me crazy, but
I'm just like, I cannot in my own head, in good conscience, agree to take on an assistant management role when honestly, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
well, some of those things you're talking about, is that something that you being an assistant manager would be able to influence?
Not particularly. Because a lot of our drama and bullshit comes from upper management.
Yeah.
So there's not really a lot of control that I would have. So I don't know. It's on the one hand, I'm just like, well, it could be a good opportunity for me if I decided to move on to a different place as a management role.
Yeah.
Like this would be, you know, something on my resume to assist with that. But also, I'm already in school. I'm already doing a lot. And I'm already basically running the clinic. I'm the only one who's there pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
I'm there 5 days out of the week. And I'm there a lot. So I'm already doing a lot. I don't want to do more and not get enough pay for it either.
Yeah. Well, it's totally up to you. But like I said, I would just do what I said and put together like a list. I have my thing is I hear it all the time where people are like, I want something, I want something, I want something, but then they don't do anything to get it. And then they don't get it. And then they just feel annoyed or frustrated. But it's like, what did you do to make it happen?
Right.
Type of thing. So my thing is if you want it, then put together your list of things that you want. If you don't want it, then look for something else.
Yeah. And basically, that's what I've been doing is looking elsewhere. Yeah. Like, I'm definitely going to stick it out through the holidays because, one, it'd be really shitty to just abandon everybody right before Christmas. And two, right this minute, the only places that are going to be hiring in abundance are retail places. And I am not, Reed, not doing a Black Friday. Forget that.
Yeah.
So.
It was funny. A similar situation with Ryan. He was talking about at work. He was like, I just wanted to get 20 degrees cooler because right now at work, it's really hot. And I was like, but when it gets 20 degrees cooler, then they're going to turn the heat on. And he's like, yeah, but the people that come in already want the heat on. And I'm like, they're asking for the heat. And I'm standing there sweating and like wiping my forehead because I'm sweating into their food. And they're still asking for us to turn the heat on. And I'm like, well, then just get a different job. Like, I don't. He likes his coworkers, but then he always also talks about like how he doesn't like the staff. He doesn't like the way it's ran. And it's like, well, then get a different job. Like, I get it. You like your coworkers, but just liking your coworkers doesn't mean that's a good place for you to work.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I've been telling myself too, because I have a big problem with loyalty.
Yeah.
In that I am relentlessly loyal until I'm given a reason not to be. And because of that, I tend to stay in jobs that aren't suiting my needs and aren't good for my mental health. And I'm not enjoying the work because I like my coworkers and I don't want to leave them in a pinch.
Yeah.
But that's not a good enough reason to stay in a position.
Definitely unfortunately, not.
But true.
Yeah. Well, so. This became our 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes of work advice.
You know.
But you said you wanted to do a tarot reading. So it's funny you say that because I watch or I listen to this podcast called Ghost Huns, GHOSTHUNS. They're from the UK.
Oh, okay.
And at some point in the episode, sometimes it's at the beginning, sometimes it's somewhere in the middle of the episode, they pull a tarot card and then they have a book that kind of talks about what that tarot card means. So they pull one tarot card out and then the other person talks about what that tarot card means. And then like that's how they spend that section of the episode. It's interesting.
I mean, that is totally a thing that we could do because I'm a tarot reader. So, but I just thought it would be fun for a couple of reasons. Well, one, I actually did a paid tarot reading for somebody else this morning. And I did a reading for myself because the energy for today is good to do that. And so I was like, well, you know what? It might be fun to just do a general one for the audience and see what happens.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna go with that. And then I'll take pictures of the cards so that we can post that on the Instagram so everybody can see what kind of deck I'm using. I have more than one deck though. I have like three decks right now. But one is very special and not used for anybody except for me. So the deck that I use is the Illuminated Tarot by Caitlin Keegan. If anybody's curious, I got it at Target with a gift card that my super ultra religious manager gave me.
Jeez.
I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend this on witch shit.
I mean, that's better than them giving you a gift card to Chick-fil-A.
Right. I'm just like, I appreciate that you took the time to give me a gift card for food. However,
choose a better establishment.
Choose a better establishment. But Chick-fil-A is really, really popular here.
Like, I mean, you're in Texas. Of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Texas, but also it's really popular here. Anyway, okay. So general reading for the audience. Whatever we're supposed to hear, let's hear it. I just shuffled once. Cut the deck in half. And the first card is the World. I think that's the World. I'm still memorizing everything, guys. Be patient with me. Don't be haters. Yes, it is the World. All right. And it is the World upright, which is a good thing. Not necessarily that in reverse is a bad thing, but there are a lot of negative connotations to being in reverse. So the way that I usually do my tarot readings is I go to Bitty Tarot. They're an Australian tarot website. And the reason I like using them is because they go into an in-depth description of not just what the cards mean, but what the cards look like and how that symbolizes different aspects of the meaning of the card. So we got the world. I'm gonna show it to James right here. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Okay. Yep.
Cause I was like, oh no, my background might have closed us out. Anyway, so the keywords for this are completion, integration, accomplishment, and travel. So as a general reading for all of us here, this is a good thing.
I'm gonna be traveling next month.
There you go. The world invites you to reflect on your journey, honor your achievements, and tune into your spiritual lessons. Celebrate your successes and bask in the joy of having brought your goals to fruition. All the triumphs and tribulations along your path have made you into the strong, wise, more experienced person you are now. So our general reading for today for the audience and ourselves is to reflect on how we got to where we are and honor the achievements we've made along the way.
Well, that's fun. And that kind of works especially for me because, I mean, I have this week and two more weeks and then I'm done with my master's degree.
I know.
I will know what my final grade is and whether I finish with a 4.0 before I go back to Indiana for my Thanksgiving with my family.
I love that.
And I'm still trying to decide if I want to take my car or Ryan's car. I think we've ended on taking Ryan's car, but I'm still like, I really want to take my car.
Right. But where are you going to be able to charge it and all that stuff?
Well, I have a charger that I can plug into a regular household outlet, but that doesn't charge very fast. But then there's also chargers. Like there's one at there's a few around Bloomington, but I don't know. I mean, at least I want to like go with my dad to a Ford dealership and see if they have one and just take him for a ride in it so he can see what it's like to ride in my electric car.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. But that was interesting. So do you want to hold them up and I can pick one from like what you have, like fan them out?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I can choose
sure.
one and then I we can do fun. Another one. That'll be fun. How do you do a virtual card reading? Is that how you do it?
Actually, when I do a virtual card reading, usually what I do is I just draw whatever cards I feel like pulled to pull. Mm. That makes sense.
Kind of, but I mean.
But I can also do fanning. Yeah. I don't usually do video for my virtual readings. Do you have a particular question in mind?
No.
No, you just wanna see what's there?
Yeah.
Let me shuffle it again. It's hard to fan, but all right. Nope. Easy.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be difficult. So there's one that's kind of cockeyed.
Okay.
In the middle.
Like over here?
Yeah. A little bit further. Right there. The one that's right behind that. That's the one I want.
The one right behind this one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is what it looks like. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if that one is just a right, because several of the queens are also major arcana cards, so I always have to like double check.
Yeah.
So this is the Queen of Diamonds. Let's see. Looks like we're in the reversed position. So, I don't remember like which one is supposed to be. So diamonds for my deck mean pentacles. Pentacles usually symbolize wealth, prosperity, things like that. In this instance, in the reversed position, it's talking about financial independence, self-care, and work-home conflict. So, let's see. All right. So, the Queen of Pentacles reversed suggests that you are nurturing yourself on a personal level. I don't think you're doing this. I'm reading this and I'm going,
Read it.
Okay, so it says, You may be preparing nutritious meals, going on retreats alone, and generally paying more attention to yourself and your needs. You're tending to yourself knowing that to care for others, you need to first care for yourself. Trust that work and family can survive without you for a short period of time while you focus on you.
Now, maybe this is what I need.
Maybe this is what you need.
It's not what I'm doing. It's what I need to do.
It is definitely not what you're doing. It can reveal that your work and home life are out of balance and you're putting too much of your attention in one area to the detriment of the other.
I don't know if that's true either.
You're very consumed by your job, spending long hours at the office, traveling for business, or bringing your work home.
I mean, I work from home a lot.
That is true. The ultimate goal is to integrate your work and home lives so that they are mostly in balance. You may consistently feel that you're not giving enough of your attention to either your work or home life. And sometimes you just can't do everything and you'll need to make some choices about where your priorities truly lie.
I don't think that's true. I think I can do everything. I can do it all.
You're right. You can. You can absolutely do it all, Ryan.
I think that was more for like a different sign because I'm a Capricorn and we do it all.
No, actually, I think it was for you, personally speaking. I just know that you're not doing some of those things that it mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I do sometimes take time to reflect, but I don't go on like a retreat. I will sit at home and watch, like binge watch. Ooh, I think I'm going to start watching Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna.
Yeah, it's a mini series about Anna Delvey, I think is how you say it, or Sorkin. She was a fake Russian heiress who like conned a bunch of people out of like millions of dollars.
Yes, I remember vaguely hearing about this.
And the only reason it's like come onto my radar is I keep running across clips of it on TikTok, and I'm like, and it's partially because of the stupid voice that this person, the girl that plays Anna Delvey or Anna Sorkin, mm-hmm. has. But then like when you listen, she actually talks the way that this person talks. And it's not because she has a Russian accent, because I've heard people with a Russian accent. It's definitely not a Russian accent. It's like if you were to try and do a Russian accent but still have a Valley Girl accent.
Okay.
That's what this voice sounds like. It's an interesting.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. What else are we going to do? You wanted to talk about the Friday the 13th?
Yes. Since it is Friday the 13th. Now, a lot of people tend to think that Friday the 13th is unlucky, that 13 is an unlucky number, and that there are things that you should be afraid of on Friday the 13th, so on and so forth. However, Friday the 13th was the ultimate day for the goddess Freya, who is a Norse goddess. And actually, Freya is where we get that's where we get Friday. It was originally Freya's day because it's a special day for her. So for those of you who don't know, Freya in Old Norse means the lady, and she is a goddess associated with love, beauty, fertility, sex, war, and gold. Okay. She also loves cats. She used to be drawn in her carriage by Norwegian forest cats, which are huge. So Friday the 13th, big deal to Freya, one of her ultimate feast days, where she encouraged things like sex, love, partying, things like that. She governs both life and death, fertility and war. She's very complex, but she was also a witch. And she was especially important to women and for the practice of magic and prophecy. So when the church became a thing, and Christianity started taking over, the church proposed that not only was she evil, but they also proposed that Friday the 13th was an especially unlucky day because she was an evil witch. And that's why we have a lot of superstitions around Friday the 13th, black cats, things like that. It all goes back to Freya. Anyway, one of the articles that I was looking at that I will post as well is from White Rose of Avalon. The particular article I'm looking at is by Miranda Wubick. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But yeah, it's important to know that a lot of the things that we've been taught growing up that are evil and or are ill omens or bad things, things that are demonized, like Friday the 13th, actually were just cool holidays where everybody got drunk and had sex and like lived their best lives. So in honor of that, please, every Friday the 13th, go a little tipsy and enjoy your life, man. So that's what I wanted to say on that. The church really demonized like a lot of different pagan practices, but also stole a bunch of pagan practices trying to convert people over. And it's very interesting. I know, right?
Shocked.
It was interesting because I was talking about this the other day too, in that the Eucharist, for example, those of you who are not in church, the Eucharist is a special ceremony the churches do where they take communion. And taking communion involves like a little cup that's usually grape juice, but originally back in the day was wine, and a little piece of bread, aka a little cracker that they broke it up. And that's supposed to be the blood and body of Christ. So whenever you're participating in the Eucharist or taking communion, you're participating in a cannibalistic ritual. And I was over here like, and the church expected us not to become witches.
My thing is with that, I'm like, can I have a little butter on this, please? Like, this is real dry.
Of course you are.
Like, butter, maybe a nice like strawberry coulis. I don't know. Something. Just give
something.
Something. Just give me something.
Yeah, something. Make it real wine.
And not just a little sip. Give me a whole glass.
Just give me a whole glass. I'm going to get wasted like a vampire on Jesus's blood. Because let's be real. That's what it's supposed to be. Like, doesn't matter, kids. Sorry, I got a little...
They saw a ghost.
I don't know. We got some growls going on. Somebody got too close to the house.
They saw a spirit. So, did you have anything else on the Friday the 13th? Because I have something that I kind of thought would be fun.
I don't. I was finished. That's what I had.
Okay. So I looked up while we were talking a little bit earlier, I looked up some would you rather questions all pertaining to Halloween. So I thought we could look at those would you rather questions.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Here, and I'll send you them in the chat too. That way, if you want to like jump back and forth, you can do it too.
Sorry, okay. I'm the dogs saw somebody outside, and so
she's on high alert.
Yes,
grab the gun. You're in Texas. Everybody has a gun.
I think that's true. It's okay, baby. You can lay down.
Like she says in Miss Congeniality, we're in Texas. My accountant has a gun.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I think I actually might be the only person in Texas who doesn't have a gun.
Why not? But you're in a house with some people that may have guns. So go get the gun. Get out of the house.
I'm not gonna get the gun. I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. So.
Well, the first one is: would you rather walk through a graveyard at midnight or spend a night in a spooky abandoned old house? I mean, we've already done the first one.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you mean our teen years?
Right. So really, I mean, I would rather spend a night in a spooky abandoned old house. I think that would be fun.
No, I agree. I would totally do a spooky abandoned old house. Like, I want to go ghost hunting. Yeah. I think that'd be cool. Like, even though I obviously believe in spirits because, like, I practice witchcraft, I would enjoy finding more evidence of that to be able to share with the world.
Yeah.
Would I rather dunk for apples or carve a jack-o'-lantern? So, it's funny that this is the next question because I mentioned to my roommates, Mac and Liz, that I grew up like super ultra Christian. So I actually didn't even get to celebrate Halloween until I was closer to being an adult. I can count on one hand the number of times I went to go do something Halloween related prior to 18. So I've actually never dunked for apples. And last year was the first time that I ever carved a jack-o'-lantern.
I would rather not be basically waterboarded. So I'm not a huge fan of dunking for apples. Right. Just give me a candy apple. So I would much rather carve a jack-o'-lantern. Because my thing is, I've done the bobbing for apples and I can never get one because I just can't. And then I always get water in my nose.
Which is the worst.
So I feel like I'm drowning. So I'm not a huge fan of bobbing or dunking for apples.
Yeah, I don't think that I would. I think honestly, if I was going to do one or the other, I would also rather carve a jack-o'-lantern.
Because it's fun and it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of witchy a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
The next one. The next one is, would you rather meet a vampire or a werewolf?
So, I've always been a vampire girly. So, for me, it's a vampire.
I mean, my thing is, neither one's real, but I would rather meet a vampire as well, if it were real.
Like, I just, I find vampires endlessly interesting.
The only reason I wouldn't, well, so if it's like a, what are they called? Energy vampire, where they suck your energy or they suck your whatever. Mm-hmm. That, I don't want that.
That's fair. That's fair. Oh, let's see. Would you rather get a surprise visit from Frankenstein's monster or a surprise visit from the Headless Horseman?
Frankenstein's monster, because we could dance to Putting on the Ritz together.
Yes. Yeah. Clearly. Honestly, either way, I don't feel like this would go very well for me, but I feel like the Headless Horseman would be maybe a little bit more unique, I feel like.
Well, my thing is, and I say that every time I add a clarifying sentence, Frankenstein's monster was severely misunderstood.
Completely agreed.
So like, I would rather meet him.
He was literally brought to life and then abandoned.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I relate. Anywho, no, I think I would rather meet the Headless Horseman because I always found that story really interesting. And
it wouldn't be very good conversation.
No, no, it wouldn't. But you know what? He would have a horse to help. Maybe we could go riding.
Yeah, there you go. Terrible ahead, though.
How's your head? Well, no complaints.
It's a little stumpy.
It's a little stumpy. All right. What's the next one?
Would you rather be dressed as Superman or Superwoman or as Batman / Catwoman?
I would rather be dressed as Batman.
I would rather, I mean, dressed as Catwoman.
Well, but, yeah, because Catwoman's cat suit is.
But the Halle Berry Catwoman.
It's the reason I'm gay. Catwoman is the reason I'm gay. If anybody asks, when did Sarah become gay? It was there. It was the very first time I saw Catwoman on screen when I was like 3 years old.
Was that the Michelle Pfeiffer one?
Well, I saw the original animated series when I was younger. So that was my first introduction to Batman. But yes, the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman was the first like live action Catwoman I ever saw. Though, to be fair, Catwoman in general has just always been a bomb-ass bitch. She was originally played by Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
So, like, Catwoman for life. Gay for Catwoman.
Who was that other woman that played her that then got, like, she got surgeries to look more like a cat?
Ooh, I don't remember.
What? Go with the next one while I look that up.
Would you rather spend Halloween night at a haunted house or spend the night at a cemetery? And again, I feel like I've already spent the night at a cemetery before. Not on Halloween night specifically, but I have stayed in a cemetery really, really late at night. So I'd probably do a haunted house, personally.
I would probably do a haunted house as well. Also, Eartha Kitt was not the original Catwoman.
Oh.
Julie Newmar played Catwoman first.
That's right. I forgot about Julie Newmar.
My bad. Then I think the person I'm thinking of, Lee Merriweather. And then Eartha Kitt. I didn't realize Anne Hathaway was... Oh, yeah, that's right. In The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes. Lee Merriweather was a really pretty Catwoman as well. But Eartha Kitt was my fave.
I think she's the one that... It might not be her, but she... Somebody had plastic surgery and now she looks like a cat. It's not Lee Merriweather.
Well, it's Jocelyn Alice Wildenstein is a Swiss socialite known for extensive cosmetic surgery, resulting in her cat-like appearance.
That's who she is. Yeah. So she didn't actually play Catwoman, but she does like purr sometimes when she talks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on. Next one. Would you rather go trick-or-treating or stay home and watch a scary movie?
Stay home and watch a scary movie.
Yeah. I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. Plus, I don't like socializing.
I like socializing, but in small doses.
Can I kick children?
No.
Well, then what's the fun? Can I steal their candy?
No.
Then what's the fun? You can't
abuse the children in any way, shape, or form.
Then what's the fun?
Well, you'll just have to find your fun abusing other adults.
Ryan's not home right now.
Okay, would you rather be a ghost or a zombie?
A ghost.
Same.
Unless it's like a ghost, like the movie or the TV series that I watched, Ghosts, where they're stuck to, like, they can't leave the grounds where they're at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, if it's a ghost where I'm, like, free reign and I can go anywhere, then a ghost. I also wouldn't want to be a zombie.
I don't think I would ever want to be a zombie.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, like, any attributes of being a zombie that I would like to have.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All that walking around? No, thank you.
All that walking. Plus, who wants to eat other people? I'm already disgusted by other people. Why would I want to eat them?
Yeah.
So, that's all right. Just me.
Would you rather eat candy apple or candy corn?
Candy apple. Fuck candy corn.
I like candy corn, but in this instance, I would rather have candy apple because I also like candy apples.
I only like candy corn if it's mixed with peanuts because then it tastes like a payday.
I was going to say, mix it with some peanuts and chuck it back. It's, yeah, a payday.
Yeah, but that's the only time I will eat it. Otherwise, no thank you.
Also, I would actually prefer those little candy pumpkins that are made from the exact same thing, but they taste, I don't know why, but they taste better.
Okay, good to know. Would you rather go to a real haunted house or watch a horror movie marathon?
Horror movie marathon.
See, I think I'd rather go to a real haunted house.
Just, again, I don't want to stand in a line to get in there, and then there's people touching me for unnecessary reasons.
But I mean, if you're going to a real haunted house, you don't necessarily have to go with a group.
Oh, I guess, yeah, real haunted house. But yeah. I was thinking, like, haunted house, like...
Like what I did?
Yeah.
The House of Torment?
Well, yeah, I guess maybe go to a real haunted house. But then again, I don't believe in ghosts, so...
No, I believe in ghosts. To quote the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks.
I'm going to skip the next one because it's the same. Like, it's not the same, but it's similar to one we've already done.
Similar, yeah.
Would you rather have a creative costume or a scary costume?
I feel like you can have both.
Yeah.
Why not both?
I'm going to change this. Would you rather have a costume that is a pun or a serious costume?
Ooh, I think I'd rather have a costume that was a pun because I'm a very punny person.
Yeah, I would too, but I want to make sure it's a pun that I won't have to explain.
You know what? That's fair. That's reasonable. I don't want to have to be explaining my costume all night.
Yeah.
Some of these are just like super repetitive.
No.
So I'm going to change up the next one, because the next one's, would you rather visit a cemetery or visit a pet cemetery at midnight? Which, I've never been to a pet cemetery.
I don't even know they actually exist.
I know that there are, I've been to places that had like a little section for pets in an actual cemetery, but like an actual like dedicated pet cemetery, I don't think that they exist all on their own. But here's a different question. Would you rather visit the cemetery at midnight or visit the mortuary at midnight?
Ooh, the mortuary.
Same. Because, like, I feel like the mortuary in that instance is going to be way creepier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, yes, for me, absolutely going to the mortuary.
Yeah. The next one is kind of a good one. It says, would you rather watch a scary movie with a scary movie buff or watch a scary movie with a scaredy cat? I would rather, I don't know, because one of them, I mean, Ryan is a scary movie buff and so am I. Right. So I kind of already do that. Right. And you're a scaredy cat and Sam's a scaredy cat. And I've watched a scary movie with both of you.
Okay, but I like horror movies, though.
I know, but you get scared very, you get scared very easily.
Okay, listen, just because I was holding on to the person in front of me at the House of Torment hiding my face does not mean that I am a scaredy cat.
So I've done both, and I would rather watch, if it's a movie buff that doesn't like analyze the movie the entire time, a scary movie buff. Or if they're not telling me like, ooh, did you see this? Did you know this happened? I was like, I will punch you in the face. Stop talking while I'm watching a movie.
See, I like to talk during the movies.
I know.
I know. I'm sorry. I personally think it would also depend on the kind of person. So, yeah. Because I don't mind watching a scary movie with somebody who is a scaredy cat, as long as they're actually still enjoying themselves. Because I am a scaredy cat for sure, but I'm still having a good time.
I mean, if they're screaming the entire time, it's like you're disrupting the entire movie.
Right.
And like, ooh, Ryan was telling me, I don't remember what movie he was talking about, but he was watching it in the theater and there's a shot where like she goes, it does a close up of them stirring spaghetti or something. And the woman screamed. It's like, she's stirring spaghetti. What is scary about that?
Right. Exactly. Like, okay. Sorry. I got distracted. Okay. Would you rather be absolutely terrified of the dark or be afraid of the thing underneath your bed?
I am afraid of the thing underneath my bed because there's so much dust under there.
Oh, so true. As an adult, you discover that the scariest thing under your bed is the dust bunnies.
Yeah. And if you watched, oh my gosh, or read Dolores Claiborne, those dust bunnies are terrifying.
I've never seen Dolores Claiborne.
Well, you should watch it. It's a movie, too. Actually, I don't think it's in the movie. It is in the book, Dolores Claiborne. You should read it.
I should read it. You're correct.
Would you rather have a Halloween party or a Christmas party?
Halloween party.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas parties, but again, like it's just people singing and there's always children. I mean, really, I'm not a fan of parties because there's always children.
Yeah, but I love children, so.
I don't. I don't.
I know.
And we don't have to do all these because there's quite a few.
There are quite a few. I was scrolling down and going, oh my God. All right. Let me see here. You're not going to like that one. So we're going to skip that one. Would you rather get attacked by a giant spider or a spooky skeleton?
A spooky skeleton.
Yeah. You think you could take on a spooky skeleton?
I do. Cause I would be like that. That one, scary movie.
Oh my God.
What about you?
I would probably also be a skeleton because I mean, I think if I do the right kick, then I've got them down. But a spider has more legs than I do. Quit yawning. You're going to make me yawn.
I don't know why I'm so tired, but I'm tired.
I don't know why you're so tired either.
So there's literally like a lot of these are the same. So I'm going to go down further and there's one that says, would you rather be scared or make someone else scared? I will say I don't get scared very often. So I would rather be scared because I don't, it doesn't happen very often for me.
Right. I would say same.
I also don't want to risk getting punched in the face.
Also same.
So I would rather not scare someone so that they punch me in the face. I do like watching people get scared.
Kind of same. It depends. It depends.
you want to do one more and then wrap it up?
So the last one that we're going to do, I don't want to do that one.
Or make up one yourself.
We already answered that one. Yeah, I'm going to have to make up one for myself. Okay, so would you rather be part of a spooky seance or be a part of I had it and then I lost it.
Much like her sanity.
Much like my sanity. See, this is what happens. My brain just decides it's gonna quit for no reason. Okay, so would you rather go to a spooky seance or would you rather walk along a spooky trail at night?
A spooky trail at night.
Yeah?
Because a seance, something could come back with me.
That is super fair.
A spooky trail at night, the worst thing that could happen is I would get killed.
You'd rather get killed than bring something back with you?
Yeah.
I would rather bring something back with me because I know how to get rid of most stuff.
But it's like herpes. You just can't get rid of some of them.
Oh my God. You and your obsession with herpes. You know how many people I've had to tell? No, I do not have scabies.
I mean, hey. That means
I don't even itch anymore because I stopped using my soap.
That means they're listening to our podcast, or at least they saw the last two episodes. The title of the last two episodes. Well, you want to call it a podcast? What are you doing this weekend? Doing anything fun?
Let's see. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a special dinner celebration tomorrow for Nick and Horace. And then other than that, not really. I'm chilling with the dogs and I work. That's about it.
That's fun. Well, I am going to work on my school stuff because this week's actually pretty light. Like we have to do our self-reflection on the post or the assignment that we did last week and then post it and get some feedback from our peers, our co-classmates. And then the assignment this week is to make edits that people suggested and then resubmit. So that's all it is for this week. And then I have 2 weeks left, Sarah. And the last 2 weeks are really like working on this assignment, like this big assignment that we do turn in for the last week. So
nice.
I'm almost done. You're excited.
You're almost done. I'm also excited.
And then on Sunday, we're going to go and watch a movie, A Haunting in Venice.
Ooh.
Which I am excited about because we've seen the other Poirot movies about. So like Murder on the Nile and then Murder on the Orient Express. Is that what it was?
Oh, the Orient Express. I wanted to see that.
Yeah. But those were both really good. And this is the same guy. And it's the new movie called A Haunting in Venice. And it's supposed to be like spooky. So at least some of the commercials that we've seen of it are supposed to be, or trailers we've seen are spooky. So we're excited. We were trying to figure out what are we doing this weekend? Because we want to try and plan something on Sunday. Because last week was a complete fail. Oh, I didn't even say this. We were going to go apple picking on Sunday. And we did. Like, we went to the place to go apple picking. And then we got there and we were like, what do we need to do to pick our own apples? And he goes, oh, we are picked out for this season. So, like, they didn't even have, you couldn't do it. And he's like, but we do sell our apples if you want to buy some apples. Like, I don't want to pay $25 and not be able to pick them myself. So we didn't get to do that. But, I mean, it's fine. All right. Well, ready to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. And make sure you leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on our social media. All of our handles are at Now About That Pod everywhere. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, make sure you reach out to us. Our email is nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. And we also have a phone number that you can give us a call and leave a voicemail or send us a text message. The phone number is 765-557-4170. And thanks again for listening. And we hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on a Monday and you had a fun / inebriated Friday the 13th.
Yes.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.